President John Dramani Mahama has charged the newly constituted police council, chaired by Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Arthur, to work diligently to address the logistics and other challenges facing the police service. He tasked the council to also guide the police administration to redefine its strategic direction to be consistent with ever-increasing demands on contemporary day-to-day policing. Seth Eya reports.
President Mahama, until he was sworn in as president in July last year, was the chairman of the police council. During his tenure, the police service received enormous logistics support and improved conditions of work. President Mahama acknowledged that, in spite of the achievements of the previous council, a lot more needs to be done to realize the UN police civilian ratio of 1 to 500.
I therefore challenge this council to do even better than the previous one. Our country is going through reforms and revolution in terms of governance and democracy. Good governance issues behove us on the principles of good management practices and leadership. As our nation embraces these democratic tenets and deepens our constitutional democracy, so is it the responsibility of the police council, and for that matter the administration, to redefine its strategic direction to be consistent with the ever-increasing demands on contemporary day policing. That strategic leadership provides the vision, direction and purpose for growth and context for the success of the organization. It is clear that the challenges facing the police leadership in Ghana are huge, but are surmountable.
President Mahama praised the police administration for shifting from being reactive to proactive policing.
I wish to commend the present police administration for the good work they have done. The administration, under the distinguished leadership of the Inspector General of Police, Mohamed Ahmed Alhassan, has amply demonstrated that the police has visionary leaders to bring about the needed reformation in the service. I want to encourage you to consolidate the gains that you have made and avoid complacency.
The chairman of the police council, Vice President Emesa-Arthur, said the council will work to improve the lot of the police and law and order.
The responsibility of the Ghana police, principally to maintain law and order and to prevent and detect crime, so that the people of this country can go around doing their legitimate business without any fear for their lives. In the last couple of months, police visibility has increased and there has been change in the way the public observes the police. The community policing strategy seems to be working, and I hope that giving us this privilege, we'll be able to contribute to further enhancing the peace and security of this country.
Members of the council, immediately after they were sworn in, had an emergency meeting to chart an effective succession plan for the police administration. Seth Iya, reporting for Radio Ghana.